We're back with another episode.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed during the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler podcast series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent any specific employer, organization, committee, or other group or individual. The primary purpose of this podcast series is to educate and inform. This podcast series does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services.
It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off. It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off.
You don't come here for the facts. You come here for the entertainment, okay?
That's if you're here for the facts, you're the wrong
place. Wrong podcast. We are here to entertain you. That's why we give a disclaimer at the beginning of our podcast.
Boom, baby.
We're here to educate and inform with entertainment.
Yeah.
That is it. All right, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. We are back at it again. Ooh, back at it again. I know we're in a different location.
So change location.
We changed location just for this week. Well, not this week, but from starting on. Anyway, we changed location.
You have something on your shoulder. I have to.
Please, thank you. What is it?
Oh, it's just the end of your braid, but.
Oh, pull it. You can pull it and make it, you know, better or whatever.
Ah. Oh,
it was much longer.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nice.
Cool beans. All okay. Right. Well, we're back. How was your week this past week?
My week was fine. It was my first week back at work. It's really tough to do that.
After your month-long vacation in Europe.
Yeah, I felt good. Like, I was not excited to get back to work, but yeah. I would say, like, adequately prepared mentally
to enter again.
I was, you know, kind of first day of school vibes.
Rediscover why you became a therapist?
Yeah. But then I just like towards the end of the week, I was like, all right, we're still doing this shit.
Exactly. I'm
fucking tired.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was good. We had friends come in town this weekend. Megan was here.
Hey, Megan.
Hi, Megan. Just light of my life. So that was good. We went swimming today. It's still hot as shit in Texas. We got a little bit of rain in San Antonio. Did you get rain over on your side?
I did. Thankfully.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think we're turning a corner. I think it's going
to. I doubt it because I looked at the weather and it's supposed to be like 103, 104 this week coming up. So yeah, cool. I don't think it's working.
Awesome. Love that. I got Chili's this weekend. Saw Barbie.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
What about you? How's your week?
My week was cool. It was a very long week, I felt like. So I was kind of like over work or whatever and just ready to get to the weekend. Other than that, everything else went really good. I just, if you are a homeowner or if you are planning to buy a home, just keep this in mind. If it's hot near you, which it's probably everywhere if you're on the East Coast, anywho, grade down some Irish Spring soap and spread it all over your, like near the borders of your house. Mm-hmm, the bar soap, the Irish Spring, the original scent bar soap, because that keeps mosquitoes, bugs, and all that kind of stuff because they hate the smell of it.
I didn't know that. Why do I have a pest control company?
Well, I mean, that's not going to totally get rid of your pests, but it'll reduce the number of little critters that are trying to get in because they hate the smell of
Irish
Spring.
You just like cheese grate it?
Yeah, cheese grate. I just went to the dollar store, bought me a little cheap cheese grater, and I just grated like three bars of soap down. I said three bars of soap. Anyway, three bars of soap down, and I just put it all around like my backyard, my front yard, near my front door, my garage door, and my, what you call it? So
sounds like witchcraft.
I mean, some people can say, yeah.
Your mom ever put soap in your mouth when you were little?
No. Because she beat my ass.
I had a soap in the mouth, mom.
Oh, because your mom's white.
Yeah.
Yeah, black moms don't do that. They'll just knock your ass out.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So like at like very basic soaps like that.
Did you actually put the soap in your mouth though?
Yeah. It was sometimes a bar of soap, but it was mostly liquid soap.
Ew. That's like poison.
I know. I'm aware.
Wait, so did you swallow the soap?
No, I would hold it in, like hold it in my mouth because it's fucking disgusting. And then and try to spit it out. And she just like,
I thought you just put a bar of soap in your mouth.
She did. But who has bars of soap? We didn't have a bar of soap. She'd like pump the soap three times in her hand and just like slap it in my mouth.
Oh,
because I talked back.
No, my mom.
Me talk back. Yeah, I know.
You talk back.
No. Crazy. Yeah. Your mom would beat the shit out of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My mom. Everybody's like, your mom is so nice. Uh-huh. Piss her off. That's all I'm saying. Piss my mom off. You see how nice she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but that's good. Yeah, that's not. Mm-mm.
I need to know if you watched the Drake podcast with Bobby Altoff.
Who is Bob? You keep saying these names. Who is Bobby Altoff?
She's just this little white girl that has a podcast. But Drake went on her podcast and they filmed it. It's the one where they're both in the bed together.
No.
You've seen the clips of it.
I promise you I haven't.
You had to have. It's him in this bed with this little white girl.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
And well, what were they doing?
So her whole thing is like acting unimpressed with everything. So yeah. She's just, it's not like a formal interview. She's just kind of like,
oh, I think I've seen her with Funny Marco.
Yeah. So that girl did the interview with Drake. It is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And I just watched it to be like, everyone's talking about it. I probably need to watch it because I knew it wasn't serious. She's just, you know, pretending she's never heard of him and like all this shit.
You know who she reminds me of though?
Who?
Z-Way. Who? Have you ever heard of Z-Way?
No.
Okay. Z-Way is, of course, an African-American. Well, she's not African-American. I'm sorry. I think she's African.
Wait, did she have a show?
She did on Showtime.
Yes.
Yes. And she always wore pink.
Yes.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about.
And they canceled her show after 2 seasons. It was so good. She's hilarious. Yeah. But she's like very dry humor.
I was not expecting this to be so funny, but I was sitting there watching it just fucking chuckling. And he is just like, I need to come to terms with the fact that new Drake is not my Drake. My Drake is like the 2016 Drake.
He's a clone. Allegedly.
Really? Interesting. I haven't heard that before. and he's just like this new, different person because now he's like obviously much older than when I started listening to him.
Right.
But it was a nice, refreshing, fun, cute watch. So if you're a Drake fan, I would.
Oh, that's cool.
10/10 recommend. I was giggling.
Well, that's good.
He's also just such a fucking thought. Like, just the way he, like, his mannerisms, the shit
he says. He's just trying to be a bad bitch, and that's part of the problem.
I'm like, you.
Why nobody respects him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's annoying.
Love that for him. Anyway, we can go now.
Oh, well, I mean, you started it. So, speaking of Drake, so in the news this week, let's talk about celebrities, period, because that's what we do. Anyway.
Celebrities were
They were coming out of the woodworks. So Jamie Foxx, we'll start with him. I'm so grateful that he finally came out and said something, not for the reasons that most people would think. I'm just grateful that he said something to shut all of y'all up. So stop talking about Jamie Foxx and let it go. Like he came out
and about.
Yeah, he put out a statement, a video, and it's kind of been circulating all over social media where he basically is thanking people for, you know, being there for him and praying for him and that, you know, he had a medical situation. He was like, I'm thankful to my family that they kept it on lock and they were quiet about it. He did not go into details about what happened to him and I pray he never does. But I just hope that people understand that. So again, people don't owe you an explanation as to what they're going through medically. And I think we need to be mindful to not be invasive unless you're asking for prayers. Because if you're asking me for prayers,
then you need to tell us. I can't just pray for nothing. The way my God works, he wants to know.
Absolutely. You need to write the vision and make it plain. So I need to know specific details. I don't need to know that you had a hemorrhoid, but you're undergoing a hemorrhoidectomy or something. I don't know. But
you know, they say the longer you sit on a toilet, the greater your chances of getting hemorrhoids are.
Yeah, because you're making your pelvic floor come down.
Yeah, that's oof.
Well, then even too, and people were just like, he's a clone. He looks different. I'm like,
yeah, because he looks like he hasn't seen the sun in 3 months.
Exactly. And I mean, for you and I, we both work in the ICU. And so people come in one way and they leave out completely different, depending on what was going on with them, different medications you're on, your nutrition is different. So of course, and he don't have a Beijing no more. So of course, his hairline is going backwards.
It is the most wild shit. Because a lot of the time in the ICU, like, people don't just like, I don't know. In our ICU, it's kind of 50-50. Some people got to the hospital, some shit popped off and they got sent to the ICU. But a lot of the time it's people get sent from another hospital to our ICU.
Yeah.
So when you see them, you're seeing like them after weeks of not eating, not moving. So then when people bring in pictures of them, you're like, holy shit, this is what you looked like.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's a weird thing. So we're used to seeing people all skinny and gaunt and
very
pale.
True. Very, very true. And
which
also
he does look skinny and gaunt and pale.
He does. He absolutely looks like he's been, like, but he actually, his skin looks actually really good.
Someone was putting on the skincare. That is my only, well, no, I have a list of things, but if I'm ever in the ICU, I need someone doing my skincare. I need someone to come in and braid my hair and oil my scalp. Yep. I need some kind of silk pillowcase. Don't put that cotton shit next to me.
Put a bottle on my head.
And I would like someone to do some sort of Nair situation to my legs. I would appreciate that.
I was just going to say like to your nether regions.
No, like Nair and like legs and top of the toes. Please and thank you. Also oral care, but that can be negotiated.
But definitely your skin, because when you're in the hospital, they never lotion you. Like, and then they use that old raggedy ass hospital lotion that don't do shit.
Oh,
like,
what God, the hell that is fucking this? Foam. And then those CHG wipes.
Yeah.
No, awful. The lotion in the hospital is awful.
Horrible.
The scents are oof.
Yeah. And then y'all were using mane and tail at one point, and I was like,
all right, listen, we had to do what we had to do. Hair.
That stuff don't even work for black people, so it definitely gonna work
now
for
we
white
have
people.
Dove.
And ooh, look at y'all getting expensive.
I know.
Fancy. I don't even know what we have at my place
of work.
Because I don't even do it. But anyway.
That's true. And we were talking about that today because Megan was just like, she was like, I'm trying to decide how to explain this to you. Like, I met an OT, but he was a man, and it just kind of seemed like he was. I was like, oh, you think he's gay? Do you think he's gay?
What?
She was like, why? And my friend was like, why do you say that? And I was like, because people think my profession is feminine.
Oh, gotcha. Is that true? People think that male OTs are gay?
No, but I think there's not a lot of male OTs.
True.
And the male OTs that I know that are hetero are still very soft leaning.
Like metrosexual.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Like Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah. Gotcha. Maybe not as extreme, but definitely not like the rugged man.
Not
man.
PT. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was just kind of explaining like PT is like barbarians. Butch end of the spectrum.
Very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, I think, I don't know. I feel like physical therapy used to be a very male dominated field, but women have definitely come in and taken it over.
Yeah. And are better at their job.
Absolutely. I mean, well, women are just better because we pay in medicine, because we pay more attention to details than men anyway.
I was talking about that today too, because I feel like even though healthcare is still male dominated, like the people at the top are men.
Right.
Most of the people you deal with on a day-to-day basis are women. So I'm used to being in this like women, for the most part, dominated
industry.
Yeah. And we were talking about like people transitioning to corporate or doing different things. And I was like, I don't know how the fuck I would do with like all these men around thinking they could tell me what the fuck is up.
Yeah. I mean, men, here's the thing.
It's cause I saw Barbie today and I'm just like on my women empowerment shit. So I'm like,
fuck you, Ken. No, yeah. I'm kidding.
Just Ken.
No, I think, in healthcare, men just don't pay attention. I think in life, men don't pay attention to the details like women do. And they're not supposed to. And that's not a bad thing for men. So we're not bashing men at all. We're just saying that you all don't pay attention to the detail, to the fine print of a lot of things that women do, which is why, you know, even in places of authority, the men are usually, at, like you said, at the very, very top, where they're just making whole decisions and not thinking through steps they're not thinking through steps 1 through 72. They're just like, how do we get to Z? Well, bitch, you got to go through A through Y. Almost forgot the-
That was tough.
I really
saw the wheels turning.
What is it again? But yeah, we definitely are better at healthcare.
All that to say, God bless you, Jamie Foxx. Glad you're doing well.
Yeah.
I feel like we've become big Jamie Foxx stans the last couple months.
Jamie Foxx honestly cannot do anything wrong.
You remember the Jamie Foxx show? I was little as shit watching that and I was still like, I love this man.
No. Even before when Jamie Foxx got out? A show,
let me see.
He was on In Living Color, okay?
Was he really?
Yeah. Do you not remember his role as Wanda on In Living Color?
No.
Oh, Lord Jesus, this podcast is so hard doing this with you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He was Wanda. That's where he got his show from. I mean, he was a comedian anyway, but he was on In Living Color with the Wayans brothers and everything.
The Jamie Foxx show came out in 1996.
I was in the sixth grade. I remember every episode.
That is crazy.
What's your favorite Jamie Foxx show episode?
Oh, I can't tell you that.
Really?
I just remember watching it at like coming home and that being one of the shows that was on, and I liked to watch it was like that and Growing Pains. Those were the shows I liked to watch when I came home.
The Jamie Foxx show was cool. He was just funny all together. I mean, he's just a great actor, he's a great singer, great songwriter. I wish he would put out more music, but yeah, you know, it is what it is.
Love that guy.
Absolutely, he's great. Well, in some other news, what were you telling me about Jordan Woods and what's that?
Okay, and I know we do this every week where I'm like, I don't want to talk about the Kardashians, but then I talk about the Kardashians.
Exactly.
Get it out. I know. Okay, we all know a couple years ago it came to blows because Tristan Thompson, the baby daddy of Chloe's two kids,
allegedly
was seen at a party canoodling with Jordan Woods. It all blew up. Everyone was pissed off. Jordan and Kylie had to break up because you know, it just wasn't a good look. They were seen out having dinner the other day in LA.
Jordan and Kylie. I think that's great for them.
I need a rekindle. I need to know what was said, what's going on. I think they have been like, they've still remained friends. And now they're like out publicly now.
Yeah.
Which is also so interesting because Lionel Messi started his Miami soccer career this weekend. Because, you know, he's making $1 jillion out there playing football. And Kim was out there with Saint because Saint loves soccer. I don't fucking know. And she was with Tristan because Tristan's from LeBron and LeBron was out there.
Yeah.
But then like Tristan and Kim went out that night to party. And I understand, like, I don't know. It's just so weird. They give us conflicting things. We hate, they all hate Tristan, but then they all love Tristan and he's staying in everybody's lives. And like, they like collecting these men, these like broken men. Obviously he's got some fucked up shit going on. That's why he does all the shit he does. It's just like Scott was fucked up. They kept him. I don't know. It's weird. It's weird to me. And it's weird that he hangs out with Kim outside of the family.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, him and Chloe do have a daughter. And so it makes no sense for them to be at odds as a family, because that child sees how you don't like their father.
No, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? So it is the mature thing to get the fuck over it. Like, he didn't hurt. Like, yes, he hurt your sister. But are you going to continue to treat him like shit? Or are you going to be an adult and welcome him into your family to a degree and just say, listen, for the sake of the child, we are going to treat you with dignity and respect and just call it a day?
No, 100%. It just will always be weird to me to see him out with other members of the family that are Chloe.
Yeah, true. I get what you're saying. Yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
Is this also, and you know, like, of course people act different to you than they do in your way, whatever, but like, y'all sit on the show talking crazy shit.
Yeah.
I'm sure I would watch the show. If you were on the show, would you watch the show?
Probably not.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. If I was on that show, I'd sit there and watch that show and see what everybody said.
Mm-mm, not at all. Well, because the thing is too, I think in the grand scheme of things, like, Kylie and Jordan allegedly, what it appeared to be in social media, did not have a fallout. There was an issue with your sister and her.
Remember when she was like, I don't want your situation.
Exactly. And the thing is, it's like, well, you have to choose a side. You can't go against your sister, and you're going to have to kind of side with your sister to a degree.
Bad luck.
But also too, I think we should normalize being able to forgive and move forward if that person, again, if it'd be different if she slept or kissed Travis Scott, that's his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It'd be different if she did that, but that wasn't good what job happened, you know?
That, well, you knew that.
I just remember because he got sued or alleged or whatever. But I just think that's the biggest part. But
so I am interested to see if they'll like be in public more.
I doubt it.
What that'll look like. Because also I feel like Jordan was kind of a lackey when they were friends, and they just like used her as the token. But now she's like got her own brand and she's in this happy relationship from what it appears. And she's like doing her own shit. Yeah. I'm interested to see if that relationship becomes something different.
I just feel like when somebody publicly humiliates you and makes you out to be the bad guy, and then you support that shit, I'm sorry, we can't be friends again. Why would you go back to the same people that hurt you?
Because that was a huge
She had to go to the red table talk.
She had to go talk to Jada about it. That's how you know it's fucked up. And Jada was like, tell your story.
Exactly. And that just can't happen. So I'd be like, what is there to talk about, bitch? I'm winning. You suck. Get away from me. I'm not going to rekindle a friendship with you. I'm not going to do it. We're not going to rekindle Kendall. That's right. Or Kylie, whatever her name.
Which leads me to my next point, friendship breakups. Yeah. I just need to know your opinion on location sharing and when it's a good time to revoke your access to someone.
I think if you all are truly, okay, so I have done this, right? So with my friends, I like to share my location. Do you share your location with your friends?
Unfortunately, yes. They all have my location.
Right. So because
I'm a woman in America.
Right.
And I don't trust these people.
And even if my friends are married, like, I just think that it's just for safety altogether. You just always need to share your location with people who know where you are at all times. So anytime I have unfriended someone and I've stopped sharing my location, I need to make sure that we are no longer friends forever.
After the
realization that this person no longer serves me, I no longer serve them, let's move on with our lives. In 6 months, I'm removing you, but I might remove you immediately.
If it suits you.
Because I'm a type of person where I'm going to delete you first before you know about it. So I'm going to delete your phone number. I'm going to delete you off my social media. I'm going to do all of that because I've already deleted you in my mind first and in my heart. And then I'm going to let you know, hey, I'm actually not even going to let you know. You're just going to figure it out one day. You're going to be like, damn, I ain't heard from Monica in like 5 years. Yeah, you're right.
So you just, okay.
It's immediate.
You're just a...
I walk around
like
with
a guillotine. You're a guillotine friendship ender.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, if you want to have a conversation with it, that's perfectly fine. Because some people are like, well, I don't think you should do that. You should have conversations, blah, blah, blah. Fuck you, bitch. I'm cutting off whoever the hell I want to cut off in my life. And if I miss out on that person,
closure's overrated.
It is. I don't need closure from you. You have shown me multiple times that you don't give a shit or that this friendship is not valuable to you. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to sit here and test you and do these all secret tests and then try to sabotage. I'm not going to do any of that. It's going to be very clear as to why you are cut off.
I'm also not a big closure person.
No, I don't need closure from you.
Because
no response is a response.
Yeah. No response is a response.
What do you think? Do you think that sharing your location, like how long do you think you should share your location after you're no longer friends with someone?
Well, I don't know, because it feels dramatic to me to be like, but also like we're...
Do you get a notification that they're no longer sharing?
You used to, and I just don't know if you do anymore, which is another reason why I'm so hesitant to take that shit back.
I think you should. There's a point.
Wait, we should try it. I'll share my location with you, and then I'll stop sharing it, and we'll see if you get a... I just, for some reason, that feels so dramatic in the same way that unfollowing someone feels so dramatic.
But it's not. I think you're making it dramatic, but it's really not.
I think that it's an age gap thing.
True.
I think that the way people my age, I feel like people your age that are a little older than me don't go out. Like, it's not.
We're 10 years apart.
We are 10 years apart. Yeah. I don't think it's a, like, you don't haphazard add people on social media.
Yeah.
But for us, like, I feel like we add, I met someone at a bar in New York and he was like, oh my God, girl, let me see your Instagram. Like, we just,
yeah, y'all don't put y'all page on private.
So it's not as serious, I think, for most people. So deleting someone off of social media seems really fucking serious, because you're like, it's not even that big of a deal to have someone on your social media. So the fact that you deleted them means like, I really truly don't fuck with you. Don't fuck with any of my shit.
Yeah, no, once I delete you out my phone, that's the... And once the pictures are now deleted, like the pictures that I can't ever get back from like elementary, middle school, high school, that's how you know it's done.
Yeah, so I'm like a big muter. I like to mute people, because then I can't see your shit, but then you don't know that I'm not looking at your shit. It just looks like I didn't see your shit.
No, convoluted. I don't. No, you're gonna know I don't fuck with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very direct.
So that, again, that gets me to why taking away the location seems like such a dramatic step.
Yeah. I promise you it's not.
I know. I think it's all in my head.
It is. It definitely is.
I also have a lot of people's locations and a lot of people have my location, so I seem like it's not a big deal.
You can always lie.
How many people have your location? I can always lie. What's the lie? I love a lie.
I would say this, at least 5.
Oh.
At least 5.
That's nothing.
Well, because when I don't want you to know where I'm going, I'm gonna turn my location off.
I know. I don't know why.
But actually, I don't ever really turn my location off, because I'm grown. I do what I want to do. I don't care if you know. Oh, man, how's she going? None of your business.
My thing is, when you're a person who turns your location off frequently, I'm like, people know why you're turning your location off. You might as well keep it on.
First of all, you're the type of person who loves to put that stupid ass do not disturb. I hate everybody in this country and anybody in any other country who uses do not disturb. Take that stupid shit off. And then when you go missing or something for real, then we can't contact you, or something really happens to
you. The best Apple inventions were... Now that when a code gets sent to your phone, it automatically populates it into where we're trying to text. And do not disturb.
I hate do not disturb.
I love that shit. Do not disturb me.
Because you know what I'm always do? Notify anyway.
And they didn't used to have that option. I used to just be like, oh, I'd come back to my phone. There's all these people.
Mm-mm. I'm glad they got notified anyway, because I sure would. Yes, notify them anyway. Because you don't get to be silent with me, especially if we're in the middle of talking. Like, come on now, we're already texting. I'm like, answer your damn phone instead of it going straight to voicemail. I hate people like that. Then don't have a cell phone then if you're going to have it on Do Not Disturb.
I don't want
to
be reached.
I hate people like that. And this one, she put her Do Not Disturb on at like 3:30 p.m. Bitch, it's not even dark yet.
Shh, it's time. Sometimes I'll be up late at night, but I'm like if you're texting someone, but you want to mentally turn off from the conversation and it's nighttime, I'm like, I'm turning it on Do Not Disturb. I need them to think I'm asleep.
I'm not going to Do Not Disturb. I'm just not going to respond. And you'd be like, did you get my message? Yes. Well, you didn't respond. I didn't feel like it. Like, let's normalize telling people we just don't feel like it.
Yeah, you say shit with your chest, though. I can't. I just go fade away. We don't have to talk about it. It's less confrontational.
It's not. It's preserving your peace.
That's all. My peace is preserved with Do Not Disturb.
But see, you look at it as confrontation is like it's a bad thing. And it's like, when you beat around the bush, then people are like, well, wait a minute. You playing fucking games. Just tell me that you don't want to be bothered.
So... I don't know if it's confrontation's a bad thing, but it seems like an energetic output that I don't have the bandwidth for.
I promise you, I wish that we would be released from the shackles of the negativity of people thinking that confrontation is a bad thing.
I just don't want to do it. Because then I say what I say, and then guess what? People are allowed to say shit back. And I'm tired and I don't want to have to deal with it.
Right. And so this is why you just say, in the future, my response to this answer will not change. I tell people that all the time, especially at my job. People start talking about stuff, and you know what I politely tell them? I am declining the invitation to further engage in this conversation. And in the future, my comments, my thoughts, and my criticism are not changing. Now, that's a hard boundary. That means we're not revisiting it, and I said what the hell I said.
That's it.
And if people get offended, that is not your job to unoffend them.
I'm going to have you text that to me so I can save it in my notes.
Absolutely. I decline the invitation to further engage in this conversation or in this topic matter. And in the future, I will not be revisiting my answer.
Ooh.
That's it.
My brain doesn't work like that. Those are good words.
I don't understand how I haven't rubbed off on you yet.
I know.
Maybe we need a few more years together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Trust me, I'll get there. I'll definitely get there. Well, I'll tell you who else is direct. We got to talk about it. Actually, let's talk about this before we go into that. What were you talking about, Sofia Vergara?
Sofia Vergara and her husband, Joe, I can never say that name, Manganiello.
You can't ask me that.
You know, her husband, the big tough.
No, I know. I just don't know how to say his man. Name.
I don't know either. They're getting a divorce. They're married for 7 years.
Seven?
Yeah.
What is with all these? Okay.
A lot of things are breaking up.
We pray over marriages, man. Like, marriages are on the attack. I feel like they've always been on the attack, but good night.
Devil just hates recently, a strong marriage.
I'm telling you, it's been bad.
Supposedly, allegedly, from what the people are saying, ear to the ground, it had to do with her not wanting kids. Because sources say, they wouldn't be surprised if he started a family with the next woman he started dating.
Wait. So he wanted kids. Mm-hmm. How old is Sofia Vergara?
She's in her 40s, I think.
No way. She can't be.
I swear. Hey, Siri. How old is Sofia Vergara? She's 51?
Well, okay.
Holy shit.
I get it that DeBrat just had a baby.
She does not look 51.
But DeBrat also wanted a child and has not had a child before. Sofia Vergara already has a son.
She has a son. Also, she was in this huge lawsuit from her last marriage because they had two frozen embryos together, divorced, and he wanted to implant those embryos in a surrogate. And so they were in court forever.
That's a trauma response. She's like, absolutely not.
She's like, I'm not doing this shit again.
Yeah, no, I don't blame her. I'll be like, nope, no kids. Absolutely not.
Also, her
not.
Son is like 31 years old. Exactly. I'd be like, I'm done. We're closed.
Okay, here's the point that I always keep going back to. When you're dating somebody, that needs to be a conversation on the first date. Is this an absolute no? Because I feel like that's what even happened to John Cena at one point. John Cena and his fiance.
And that girl, what was her name? Brie?
I can't remember her name, Bella. But she was like, it was a non-negotiable that she have children. He's like, I just don't want to have kids. I know I'm good with kids. I just don't want to have kids. Well, baby, you loving him enough is not going to force him into now wanting kids. It's just not.
Because that's like a big...
It's a huge responsibility.
That's like liking seafood and not. People know.
Exactly.
You just know. You never like seafood. You've tried it. Not for you.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't switch their mind on that.
And the thing, again, when we talked about, I think on episode like 70-something, like between ultimatums and non-negotiables. Well, this is a non-negotiable for me. It's not a if this, then that. I don't want to have kids for whatever reason. You do want to have kids for whatever reason. And your love is not enough to sustain me because I want to have a legacy to leave whatever that looks like in the form of children. So I think a lot of people are just like, well, if I love them enough, then they'll want to have kids. No, because then that person's going to resent you.
Yeah. Also, not everyone has to have kids.
No.
But also, don't be with someone who wants kids if you don't want kids.
And if you can't, there's no way you're going to be able to travel enough and buy them bags enough to fill the void of them wanting
to be a parent. That's like a huge foundational thing that a lot of people don't change their mind on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah, she will be on the market as will he. That does suck.
I mean, I think relationships are not easy, man. They're just not
in this day, not in this age.
No, you do. I mean, you have to make a conscious choice multiple times a day, all day, every day to be with that person throughout it all. And it is not easy. And then when you have, you know, these big kind of things that occur and these big incidents that occur, and you have trauma behind it. I wouldn't want to have kids with nobody else either. If this man took me to court over some goddamn embryos that are mine.
It was him, and like the eggs were already combined fertilized. They were fertilized eggs, i.e. embryos.
Gotcha.
That was the hard part. And this was, man, if they've been married 7 years, so this was maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And the issue was he was like, I want to implant them in a surrogate. And she said, absolutely not. We are divorced. I don't want my child.
Because that's her
out here running. Yeah. That's her child. And he
you
was
got
like,
more sperm.
He was like, that is also 50% my sperm. And so they had to go to court. And jeez. I don't think a lot of those cases had been tried yet because it's a new thing. But that's insane to think too.
This is why you got to be careful who you marry, and you got to look beyond the wedding ceremony. Like, people just look at the wedding and say, oh, we look so cute as a couple. Some of the ugliest couples stay together forever and got true love. Like you got to be careful who you marry, man.
Yeah.
Because these people get brutal when it comes to divorce. They get brutal.
Yeah.
That's just, oh my God.
But I'm like, I don't know. If you piss me off, I'd probably do the same thing. Not you.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
But
I mean, I just pray over marriages, and I just pray that people's marriages grow stronger and stronger, because the way that I'm just telling you, for all the married people, y'all don't want to be out here in single land.
I'm just telling you
right now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It ain't great.
It's shit in the dating pool, so stay where you is.
Another divorce happened. Well, I'll say a separation, an alleged separation. Ariana Grande and her realtor boyfriend.
Oh.
Fiance, husband.
I was going to say, didn't she marry him?
They got married during quarantine COVID times.
Yeah.
And allegedly they are separated now. She was seen out with, she's doing the Wicked movie. Mm-hmm. She was seen out with one of the guys who's in the movie with her, who looks like SpongeBob, and her brother had a baby.
I'm so done with you.
He's not like someone I would break up my marriage for, but to each their own.
I'm glad we established that.
Yeah. Wow. And supposedly he also is married and maybe separated. She been wrecking homes.
Jesus. Allegedly.
And, yeah. And also, no, everyone's going through her dating history and they're like, she's been doing this. Mac Miller had a girlfriend when they started dating. Big Sean was dating Naya Rivera when they started hooking up.
Mm.
So, but like, what the fuck is the guy's name who looks like he has.
Pete Davidson.
That one had just broken up with his girlfriend, but was still kind of dating her.
Wow. Interesting.
So, I don't know. Everyone's just talking about it.
I think
she's got blonde eyebrows now. She's going through something.
I mean, you know, it's hard out here for a pimp trying to get the money for the rent.
I would just like everyone to know my personal opinion, because this is 50% of my podcast. So I'm allowed to tell you what I want. I don't like the blonde eyebrow trend. Thank you.
Why are we doing that? Ariana Grande or just everybody?
Everyone. Why are you doing that? People don't want blonde eyebrows. That's why everyone dyes their eyebrows, because you look scary with blonde eyebrows.
But if you have blonde hair and then you
need brown eyebrows.
No,
you need brown eyebrows.
Scary.
They don't have to be super dark, but you cannot have blonde eyebrows. It doesn't look correct sometimes, most of the time. That's why people fill them in.
Oh yeah,
true. You lack expression.
I'm not an eyebrow girl, so I don't know.
I'm just saying, man.
I mean, I barely get my eyebrows. Now, don't you dare zoom in.
If you zoom in, you're anti-black. Why we're actively bleaching the eyebrows when you have, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a stance you are feeling very strong about. I've just been
thinking about it lately.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
I love that.
It's because there's something about blonde eyebrows and blonde eyelashes.
Yeah. That just gets you.
It just gets me.
You know what else gets me too? Racism. We got to go there. Okay, here's the thing. I really want to go over this real quickly, very quickly, as a Baptist pastor would say, real quickly. So Ron DeSantis is still with the fuck shit, right? So in Florida, again,
Hasn't he raised no money for this presidential campaign?
Yeah, he's not gonna win.
He's raised like $1 million.
And that's probably from his own bank account from stealing money, allegedly. Here's the thing. Ron DeSantis is with the fuck shit. He's now changed the stipulations and the requirements for teaching Black history in the state of Florida, where they basically allegedly put in this thing where they're like, oh, well, the slaves they benefited from being enslaved and they were taught new skills and all this other kind of bullshit, right?
Oh, thank you for holding me against my will and making me work. You taught me so much.
Kidnapping, genocide, poisoning, using splitting people's babies.
Splitting up families.
That somehow it benefited Black people. Wow. Interesting. So here's the thing. I really want people to understand when people make blanket statements about, oh, it's Florida again. We're going to use this as a soundbite. Okay. And I promise you this clip is going to go viral. The state of Florida is broken up into multiple states.
Explain.
Okay. Let me explain. The state of Florida is comprised of three regions, North, Mid, and South.
Okay.
Right. Okay. The North Florida is from the Panhandle, Pensacola, all the way over to Jacksonville. Jacksonville itself is a state within a state. Gainesville, you can put a part of North Florida as well too. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now the Central Florida portion is Tampa and Orlando. Just say Disney World and Busch Gardens. Okay.
That's okay. It. I know that one.
South Florida starts from the Palm Love Beaches down. Okay. The Palm Beaches down
to Miami.
You got right to Palm Beaches down. You got Broward County and you got Dade County. Here's the deal. Broward County is a state within a state.
Jesus.
From the Palm Beaches down. Miami is a state within a state. That is not a Miami is not a part of the state of Florida, even though it's in the state of Florida.
You're saying the big cities aren't parts of the state of Florida.
They're not a part of the state of Florida.
The blue parts of Miami. I mean, the blue parts of Florida.
From South Florida, from the Palm Beaches down, are blue. They're all blue, except for Little Havana sometimes.
Okay, understandable. Cuba, because I would say Cuba, probably going Republic.
Absolutely.
They've seen worse.
Absolutely. They're going to always vote Republican. So you're going to have a little
They're like, you think this shit
Havana.
Is bad. You should see where we come from.
This is what I'm saying. So when y'all make blanket statements about people from Florida, just understand you are talking about people probably even more than likely from Central and North Florida. And these are snowbirds who have moved down to Florida because they're tired of being in the snow. People from the Palm Beaches down,
okay.
We're blue. Okay? So stop generalizing all this shit from Florida and saying that people from Florida are just y'all people in Florida. I don't understand why y'all vote like that. You need to look at the actual numbers of who voted for whom. And I can guarantee you South Florida did not vote for this motherfucker.
I love a history lesson.
I'm just saying. So understand that the state of Florida has multiple states in it. And I know what I'm saying. Okay. Yes, it's one state, but it's multiple states in it.
So when they say crazy people from Florida, Florida man
is not from Florida.
But is that still a general Florida situation?
No,
or that's just
Florida man. You can't put that on the state of Florida. We're not crazy. Do I look crazy to y'all?
No,
I'm very sane.
Yeah.
Okay. Highly educated black woman.
Amen,
born,
sister.
Born and raised in Broward County. Okay, in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, specifically. We ain't crazy down there. We're very sane. Now, if you get taken advantage of, that's on you for being gullible and stupid. We can't help that.
No.
You know, but anyway. Also, speaking of
you
Florida.
You heard it here first.
Also, speaking of Florida, did you hear in the news that, okay, my alma mater, the wonderful, the admirable Florida A&M University.
Go Rattlers.
That's right. So FAMU is in the news because, what's his name? This guy named Real Boston Richie or whatever. He filmed an unauthorized music video in FAMU's football team's locker room. Now, here's the thing, what I am going to say, Mr. Richie, or whatever the hell your damn name is. Let me tell you something that we don't do. We don't do the fuck shit at FAMU, okay? We just don't. You doing shit like that, without, and then you wearing the helmets and got on
y'all,
all the stuff.
Y'all, they are dressed in these football
FAMU would never
outfit. No,
we have a
uniform,
standard
equipment.
Thank and I'm just you. Like, sir, don't. Okay. HBCUs already get a bad rap. Okay. They always be so quick to tell some stupid shit that's going on that ain't got nothing to do with our actual school. We don't need you adding bad publicity to the Florida Agricultural Mechanical University.
Okay? What made you think you could sneak into the locker room and film a whole ass music video?
Because nobody was there. And now the football team is in trouble because the football coach, Willie Simmons, is like, we've suspended all football related activities. And I'm like, I hope they find whoever let them people in the locker room, and I hope you lose your scholarship for that shit, because you don't mess up people's brands like that. Like, that's like, you don't understand the
severity. One crazy thing
could
have happened.
Thank you.
You would have been up a creek, sir.
And then FAMU, you would have been liable, or you don't know what partnerships that FAMU has in the, you know, in the works, and you doing right. Shit like that, it makes it look like FAMU is approving this shit, and they don't. So like,
stop also it. I hate to say it, but low production quality.
I mean, you know,
it looks. I'm
all, I'm saying is, don't use FAMU for your own bullshit. You ready to get on into this this topic of conversation with Carly Russell? People been DMing us to talk about it, so
yes.
All right, so in the news recently, as y'all know, I'm quite sure everybody has heard, Carly Russell is a black young lady who allegedly was missing. She called the police and allegedly saw a toddler walking on the highway. She pulled over, she stopped, you see in the video, she got out of the car. And so people thought, or the story was that she was being trafficked, basically, and that she stopped on the side of the road, and this was now a new tactic, which is actually used as a tactic to traffic.
And it's
people.
A good one, because most people would stop for a child.
Absolutely. So after, social media, and I feel like black social media in itself at large really came together.
Mobilized
to get this story out there, to get her found. I believe it was 2 days later, mm-hmm. She ended up showing up at her parents' house. They said that she was in shock. That was the report. They took her to UAB, University of Alabama, for the hospital to get care and to figure out exactly what was going on. So everybody was just happy that they were safe, or that she was safe, right? So all of a sudden, the police department in Hoover, Alabama, decides to come out and say, well, there's some holes in the story. And we looked at her search engine or whatever from her phone, and she was searching allegedly topics like, oh, does it cost money to do an Amber Alert, and just kind of things related to
how to steal money from a cash register without people knowing, right? And the movie Taken, which is about being kidnapped for sex trafficking.
Exactly.
But I feel like all I heard was girls missing, girls found, holes in the story, here's right. her search history. Right. It was very strange.
It was. And so what I was having this conversation with my cousin Donna. Shout out to my cousin Donna, because we always have really good, healthy conversations about stuff like this. I think one of the biggest things that I saw, because everybody has think pieces about it, right? And we're going to have a think piece about it as well. One of the biggest things that I saw, so two big things. Within the first 24 hours of this young lady missing, Black social media show the United States how important it is to find missing Black bodies. And unfortunately, and in less than 24 hours later, you showed them that Black bodies are not to be cared for and looked at it about this way. The fact that Amber Alert, or she's obviously too old for Amber Alert, obviously, because I think she's a young adult, she's in nursing school. Mm-hmm. And so, but the fact that social media put so much pressure on the Hoover, Alabama's police department and just everybody to get this girl found. It was so quick. And we were just like, oh my God, this is a response that Black women need in this country. And they did
not find her, right? Because she went home on her, not went home on her own, but,
she was found at her. She showed up at her parents' house. Absolutely. What I really wanted to happen, instead of people making a mockery out of this and making fun of it and making think pieces and making her a meme and now making it funny, what I really wish that Black people would have done is to, once we found out that there were holes in the story, because the investigation is still not complete, and y'all mm-hmm. need to go back to why the police decided to all of a sudden discredit the story right. and bring this out when they still haven't even finished the investigation. Neither here nor there. We'll come back to that. The bigger piece is that I wish that all of us as Black people would have been able to say in our own households, this is some fucked up shit. But we wouldn't have said it out loud, no. and we would have just shared actual Black women who are currently missing.
You're like, so in glad the same this way. Girl's home, but what about these
exactly.
girls?
Exactly. The response should have been the same for all of these other Black women. Instead, y'all have helped, yet again, white people further divide the Black community, mm-hmm. and now we with the fuck shit of, this bitch, I want my prayers back. I want whatever, whatever. She need to be held accountable. Here's the thing. She absolutely needs to be held accountable, mm-hmm. but be very careful with what you ask for in accountability, because it may come back to bite you in your ass as well too. When Stand Your Ground was first implemented in the state of Florida, it was supposed to be a law for everybody in the state of Florida. Everybody was supposed to be able to stand their ground. All of a sudden, George Zimmerman stands his ground, allegedly, even though he was following somebody. He mm-hmm. shouldn't have been his rent-a-cop ass, fat ass motherfucker. Anyway, kills Trayvon Martin. Oh, he gets off. But a Black mother who has a restraining order against her ex-husband and the father of her children, this man enters her home, okay, has an active restraining order. She stands her ground and shoots in the air. She goes to prison. Like, do you see how that doesn't make sense? So be very careful how you ask for accountability in this situation. Who gives a shit that the girl lied? I really don't care. I'm gonna just be honest with you.
It was a slow news week.
How many white women though have lied on Black bodies that we've seen on camera, and they have never been
held? And it takes months and months and months and months and months for us to even start to discredit them.
Exactly. You wait until the whole goddamn trial is done to start poking holes in a story.
Well, maybe she didn't know that. Maybe she did see him and
And now, I thought the story was crazy anyway, but I didn't do a think piece on social media about it. You know what I did instead? I used my platform, and I used my social media platform to actually share 10 Black women that are actively missing. They don't need no help discrediting us, y'all.
Because what I don't need is these little breadcrumbs from the police department saying, well, this was a little suspicious, and here's what we found. Do your investigation, file a report, tell me what the fuck is up.
Well, the reason why they did that is because they didn't do their goddamn jobs. And I guarantee you, you're going to find that at the very end of the investigation. Because Gabby Petito went missing. Mm-hmm. How many holes are they poking that story?
Not a one.
Not a one. Why are you, as a police chief, coming up and telling us, well, at 3:00 today, we decided to search her phone? Why was that the first thing you did? Why didn't you get all the story first and get everything to say, also, our investigation is complete? Here's
what
we found. That's
not how it's supposed to be with an investigation. You're supposed to keep your lips sealed.
Which is my whole point, that y'all discredit this girl already. I'm not saying that she didn't fake it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just talking about the puzzle pieces aren't coming together. The fact that you were so gung-ho as a police department to discredit the story before people could even give the benefit of the doubt that a black woman was missing and was potentially found. Because again, we see all the time that black women don't even get this type of notoriety. And because social media, y'all think this shit is funny, and to make memes about her and make all these think pieces, you are tearing down future black women that will go missing, because now it's going to be a joke. So let's say Sarah Washington, who's a black woman, goes missing. All of a sudden, y'all going to just be like, nah, is she going to be another Carly Russell? Mm-hmm. And you're proving that black bodies, black women, female bodies are not worth the time to actually go and look for, because y'all playing around on fucking social media.
Yep. And sex trafficking is also very real.
It's
and
real.
And people take people like this all the time. So.
And here's the thing. This was the perfect opportunity to show the show the world that this is the response that should happen when a black woman is missing or a black body is missing, period. Because we already don't get the publicity that we need when people are missing. Now, does Carly deserve to be held accountable for her actions? Absolutely.
We're not saying you can fake your kidnapping if that's what happened.
But
I think you can.
I think you can. Carolyn Bryant lived her entire life, lied on Emmett Till, and was able to live her life freely, wrote a whole ass book, and died in peace. And I hope she opened up her eyes in hell right now.
Looking up at us.
Look, thank you. Listen, all I'm saying is we as the black community should have diverted our attention from that situation to then actual black women who are still missing. That's all I'm saying.
This is all I want to say.
Sure.
Before we know what happened, anyone's search history could look a little fishy.
Mine.
If you looked at my search history right now, you would think that I planned something sketchy.
And that's why you go incognito mode.
I look up weird shit all the time.
Is my booty hole really brown? I'm kidding.
Is my booty hole really brown? Serial killers like active in my area from this side. Things you just need to know. I'm just saying, you could turn anything to anything.
How do you spell suspicious?
Is it hard to disappear?
How long can I survive without my job? What happens
how
if
long
I tell
can
my boss
I hold my breath underwater? Weird shit. And you know, absolutely, people can string that together any type of way.
They really can.
I'm just saying. So what? Maybe she wanted to watch Taken, and that made her start thinking about Amber Alerts, and that made her start thinking about whether or not she could steal money from a register and go on the road.
What if she did that as a, what do they call it? Like a test to see how quickly.
A red herring.
Yes, but what if she did that as a test to say, you know what? This was an experiment to see
how quick.
A social experiment. And y'all done called this girl everything under the sun. Then talking about something, oh, we want our prayers back. You motherfuckers know good and well y'all ain't praying for that girl.
Maybe.
All you said was, man, I pray they find her. And that was your raggedy ass press. Stop it. Y'all,
maybe
like, y'all
one of
y'all
her
hands
friends had
praying.
Gone missing and no one ever did anything. So she was like, aha.
Exactly.
I'll do the same thing.
Absolutely.
We'll see how fast they can find me, which they didn't. She found herself.
Maybe she wanted to expose the Hoover, Alabama Police Department. You don't know.
Or maybe she was bored. I get bored sometimes.
Listen, I ain't think nothing was wrong with it. White people do that shit all the time.
Just saying.
I'm just saying. So anyway, in situations like this, I just hope that in the future, we divert our attention from the negative bullshit to now actually finding black women who are missing. That's all I'm saying.
Amen.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying she don't deserve to be held accountable. I'm not saying that the shit was fucked up that she did.
I'm neither judge nor jury.
I'm not. And honestly, hey, you got your name out there. That's all I'm saying. But whatever. Anyway, anything else you want to say about that?
No.
So, well, speaking, kind of piggybacking off of that, we talked about Carolyn Brown, our raggedy ass bitch. May she rest in shit.
My booty hole brown.
What's his name? The president, Joe Biden. I forgot his name. So Joe Biden actually was in the news this week because he is allegedly
forgiving our student loans.
No, hell no. Unfortunately, I wish. Anyway, he basically is wanting to put a monument of Emmett Till and Mamie Till, who's Emmett Till's mother. He's trying to get basically a monument put up, and I feel like
pay off the student loans of black people.
Thank you. I feel like y'all keep every time we just say leave black people alone, stop killing us. Y'all like, hey, you know what you get? Monuments.
It's like the pizza party of America.
Yes, it is. It's like, can you just leave us the fuck alone? Like, you want to know how you could have really like honored Emmett Till is by charging Carolyn Bryant and putting her in jail before she had a chance to die. That's it. And you're like, you know what? We want a monument. What does a monument do?
They I'm can't just, see like, it. They're gone.
Emmett is dead. His mama is dead. Who is the monument for?
To remind us about the shit that happened?
We know.
We're fine.
We still living in
Why
this
Why don't
bullshit.
You go teach it down in Florida? How about that?
Thank you. Because Ron DeSantis clearly seems to think that the enslaved people actually benefited from slavery because they learned
He's
the skills.
He's like, you know who had a good time during slavery?
You know what, a good
Those
life?
Black people were learning so many good skills.
They were very God. Well taken care of.
And that's
of.
Why they're doing so well now. I'm really glad we had that.
These people are crazy. Some people just need not to be born. This is why abortion needs to be legal. Kill these babies, okay? Because then they grew up to be people like Ron DeSantis. That's all I'm saying. Jesus Lord. Anyway, next thing that we're going to talk about. Did you see that the flight attendants, like National Association of Flight Attendants, I guess I just made that up, whatever.
Sounds great.
Sounds great, right? So apparently flight attendants have now, they're about to start, I think, striking or some shit because they feel like flight attendants are basically backing a $90 an hour pay raise.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Okay, here's the thing.
I'm not saying shut that your mouth like they shouldn't get it. I'm saying I will become one immediately.
Exactly. But the reason why it came out is because some flight attendants are asking for a pay raise of $90 an hour.
Get your bag.
So there was a nurse on TikTok that actually was like, y'all don't deserve $90 an hour. And I'm like, whoa.
Would you want to be a fucking flight attendant? That job looks horrible.
Exactly. And my thing is, I think you don't get to decide, and it's not fair for you to come out and say what an industry does not deserve if you are not in that industry. And even if you are in that industry, you don't get to come out and say, well, you don't deserve $90 an hour. Because what if somebody said that about nurses? And we all know how vital nurses are in any setting. I don't care if you're outpatient, inpatient, hospital, whatever the case may be. Nurses are so vital to the structure and the efficacy of our economy, period. And the fact that instead of criticizing that they don't deserve it, how about you say, you know what? We jumping on the same bandwagon. Nurses deserve $90 an hour as well, too. And not as a traveler or a contractor, but as a base salary employee.
People do crazy things on airplanes.
They really do.
And flight attendants have to deal with all of it.
And you have to duct tape people to seats and shit. You shouldn't have to
Hell
do all
no.
that.
Fuck no. Did I tell you the flight attendant, someone threw up on my flight?
Ew.
Remember, did I tell you that?
No.
My flight back to the U.S. Someone on the, because you know how a flight lands, the people get off, they turn that shit quick, and then people get right back on. So the flight that had landed, someone threw up on the seat.
Ugh.
And that's I went gross. To go get in my row. The two other girls that were in my row were like, we can't sit down. Someone threw up in the seat. Ugh. And the flight attendant was like, that's the cleaning crew's job. That's not us.
I know that's right.
I said, I get it. But man, what the fuck are we supposed to do? I have to sit down.
Figure that shit
so
out.
So I think everyone's over it. Everyone's burnt out. Everyone's not dealing with the shit.
Listen, flight attendants have to deal with some of the most stupidest people. I mean, just like we do in healthcare. People. You know what I'm saying?
But entitled people.
Entitled. And they're like, ma'am, your flight is 30 minutes. Please just don't make this more difficult. Mm-hmm. Like we're stuck in a metal tube. We can't go anywhere. Relax.
Yeah.
Fucking relax.
As much as I don't like working in a hospital necessarily, like it's not my dream job.
Yeah.
I do not think I could be a flight attendant.
I would cuss everybody out.
Because people just act. How many times I've come on this podcast, I wish I could pull all the footage right now and said, people don't know how to fucking act at the airport.
They don't.
And they don't know how to fucking act on airplanes. I don't know what they it don't. Is. I don't know what kind of fucking brain cells die when you step into that plane, but they do. And I don't want
to
deal with that.
Flight attendants have to be everything to everybody all at once, just like healthcare workers do, you know? And it's like and if they feel like the amount of work that they are doing is worth $90 an hour, you in another industry should not bash that, because then they could say the same thing about you. Mm-hmm. And instead of going against them, join in and say, you know what? I agree. Y'all do deserve a pay raise. Nurses also deserve a pay raise. Because when you say shit like this, it's almost like, well, all lives matter. Bitch, we didn't say your life didn't, motherfucker. We talking about us right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, flight attendants lives
Can
matter.
Can you imagine $90 an hour, though?
Yes, because I've done it before.
I would put up with a lot of shit for $90
I mean, it wasn't, it was like per, you know, like if you're at home health and stuff like that, like you can get paid $100 just for showing up.
That's true.
You know, so it's doable. I've experienced it, but not
like 40 hours full time, $90
right.
an hour.
Right, right, right. I wish, girl, I wouldn't be a PT no more.
What would I be doing? What wouldn't I be doing?
Not going to no 9 to 5.
That is for goddamn sure.
But speaking of flights and all that kind of stuff, real quick, did you see that Delta is actually piloting a seat for people with disabilities, like for a wheelchair?
It is 2023.
Yeah. So it's basically they have a seat concept that would allow wheelchair users to stay in their own chairs throughout the flight. Because as you know, people with disabilities, their wheelchairs get fucked up all the time and get broken.
And sometimes they don't have the like device that they need to push. Did you see that the fucking TikTok of the person who they looked paralyzed waist down, dragging themselves through the aisle on the plane to get to their fucking seat?
It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Because I'm just like, people think, oh, well, you can just get another wheelchair. We have a wheelchair for you. Okay, for a person with cerebral palsy, for a person with MS, for a person with a specialized type of disorder, you can't just use a regular standard manual wheelchair. These things are specialized for a fucking reason. And if they have certain issues, a spinal cord injury, who doesn't have C5, C6, they don't have triceps,
C7. It's a piece of medical equipment.
Exactly. The wheelchair is their fucking legs.
Yeah.
Even if you break somebody's prosthetic, you make them take it off. I just think that is the dumbest thing. Like, why are you making people take off their prosthetics?
That's insane.
Like, can you not see through it?
I feel like, I don't know.
If they were going to hide some kilos, first of all, if a person was going to hide kilos in their prosthetic, they can't walk. You can't put kilos of cocaine inside of your prosthetic because you won't be able to walk properly.
It's like, y'all have a lot of technology.
See, too much.
Too much.
I mean, I ain't going to say that.
Every other country we were in, security was a fucking, I don't want to say it was a joke. You still had to do shit, but nothing like you have to do in the U.S.
Well, because they don't have the same type, the same level of stupidity, unfortunately.
Well, because no one has guns.
That's very true. And the level of violence is not the same.
No one's trying to blow shit up everywhere else.
Exactly. Okay. Anything else you want to talk about before we get into the rehab corner or what we're watching?
No.
Okay. What are you watching? What are you watching?
Okay, listen, everyone. I have things to talk about.
Okay.
Let's start from the small. Too Hot to Handle. New season on Netflix. I don't know what kind of crack they pump into the show. Addicted. It is insane. They take a bunch of young, horny people, put them in a house together. Everyone's got to share a bed with one other person. Then they tell them, if you guys just don't touch or make any kind of like intimate physical contact, you guys can all win a piece of this $200,000 pot.
That's cool.
What the fuck do you think they do?
It's an orgy.
They just keep touching on each other.
Yeah, it's an orgy.
And then they have to make these partner couples. And then there's people like skipping out on other people to have other people in their bed. Mm-hmm. It's addicting. They're feral. It's disgusting. Cannot get enough of it.
Oh, Lord. I cannot.
And this season, it's like half Brit, half U.S. Oh, my really? God. It's quality television.
Those are just orgy shows. I mean,
God. And they're all idiots. And like the guys are just playing everywhere. It's so fun to just sit back and watch because it's not real.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So that's what we've been watching. I also watched season 2 of The Bear. Did you watch The Bear?
Mm-mm, I don't even know what that is.
What? Did you watch Shameless?
No.
Okay. Anyway.
It's okay.
It's a show about a chef, but it's really good.
Okay. Queens.
You know the kid? Well, no. Never mind. No. Anyway, season 2 of The Bear is really good.
Y'all already know the answers now.
I know. Need a show to watch on Hulu, it's good. It's really interesting. I don't know how kitchens work. I'm not a chef. I've never been into culinary shit. So it's just interesting to see.
My best friend's aunt is a chef in Atlanta.
Really?
She is like amazing. Like to see her work in a kitchen, like just in a regular everyday kitchen. I can only imagine how she is in a commercial kitchen, but just, I mean, her brain is just like,
yeah,
going. It's amazing.
So the first season is more about, okay, this guy leaves Philly and becomes like a really well-known, very popular Michelin award winning chef. Mm-hmm. His brother dies. He comes back to run the family restaurant, which is like a chopped meat shop, store shop, whatever. So that's mostly the first season is about that. But the second season is more about like fine dining kind of cooking and like culinary school and all those technical skills. So it's really fucking interesting. And like how a kitchen works, like a fancy restaurant kitchen and the kind of things that go into it. And I was just like, damn, this shit is crazy. And people just devote their lives to it.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, chefs go through. My cousin is a chef too, but I don't know what he does. But anyway. He cooks.
Absolutely. Yes, chef.
He orders people around.
Amen. Last thing, Barbie. My God.
I haven't seen it yet.
I know they spent like $145 million on this movie, and it fucking shows.
Really?
It was so good.
Yeah.
It was
like a grown up, like a Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory. Like, remember when you saw like the life size gummy bears and stuff like that? Was it kind of like that with the aesthetics of the movie?
Kind. Okay. So like in Barbie Dreamland world.
Yeah.
The shit that like the hairbrushes, the toasters, it looks plastic, like how it was in the dollhouses that we had. So that's fun. Cause you're like, oh, it's not like she's actually in a Barbie world. Everything's fucking plastic. Nothing's real.
Yeah.
So that's super cool. It like plays on everyone's nostalgia beautifully.
I love that.
I didn't really know what it was about. I knew it was going to be a commentary on like feminism and shit. I didn't really know how they were going to do it. Beautiful.
How did Issa Rae do?
My God.
Issa Rae for president.
She literally is the president.
Yeah. She's
in
Barbie.
No,
president.
She's
President Barbie.
The whole movie's casted perfectly, but she plays that role fucking perfectly. Yeah. The whole movie does a really good job of like, serious comedy undertones of serious with the comedy and and she's fucking perfect in that whole role. It's casted beautifully. It's so fun to watch. It's just like,
because America is in that too, right?
Yeah. Oh, she's good too. But the whole premise of the movie is like, it's this Barbie world where all the women are the big jobs and the women are the big people and the women make the decisions, and it's just Ken. Like, the Kens are over there, no one really gives a fuck about them. And that's just how it is. And so she goes to the real world and she's like, what the fuck is this? Like, all of these men are running rampant. Who's letting this happen?
Gotcha.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
And like, I don't know, if you're 24, if you're like 25 to 40 years old and figuring out your life and you're a woman, this movie is just like, I don't know, everyone was fucking crying because of the...
In the Barbie movie?
I cried multiple times in this fucking Barbie movie.
Oh, jeez, I didn't even see it.
Because it's just about, like, how hard it is to be a woman and finding yourself as a woman and your identity and, like, this Barbie who's supposed to be perfect and she's kind of like, what the fuck am I doing? And you're just like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, this is fucking hard. And it was a really good movie.
Well, that's good.
It superseded my expectations.
So it's not for kids.
Kids can watch it.
But it's going to go over their heads.
It's one of those movies that if you watch when you're a kid and then you watch 10 years later, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But it does enough of the, it's like life size.
Gotcha.
General life size.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To where like, probably if I watch it now, I'd be like, oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it does a really good job of being like, oh no, like, you know, all of us are Barbie and we can be anything and But also really funny shit. Ryan Gosling does a great job.
Oh, he's great at everything.
Everyone go watch Barbie. I did not see Oppenheimer. It's on the list.
Gotcha. Well, I've just started back watching. The Witcher is back for those of you who watched The Witcher on
last
Netflix.
Season with Henry Cavill.
Yeah, so season 3 is out, but they only released the first 5 episodes, and I think they're going to release the rest of it. If y'all hear that, that's a whole plane.
I live by the airport.
Yeah.
Actually, y'all don't need to know where I live.
Yeah, the location that we're at is near the airport. Yeah. Anyway, the office that we're in. Anywho, the studio we're in.
This is why I'm going to be kidnapped.
I'm telling you.
This is why.
Because you don't watch what you say.
It's okay. Everyone has my location.
You can edit it out. Darren, edit it out. Anyway, so we're not even in San Antonio. Anyway, so what was I saying? Yes, The Witcher is back. They released the first 5 episodes. They're going to release the rest of them, I think, July 27th. But Yennefer is back.
Yennefer. I really like that show.
Black Mirror came back out with like 5 more episodes. Which is cool, and so I need to catch up on that.
Selma Hayek's in Black Mirror.
Yeah, because you know there's a bunch of different episodes and stuff.
I just saw the preview of it.
Yeah, they only released 5, and I'm like, why? But now we're on a freaking writers and an actor strike, so I'm like, we're not getting any new content.
Get your bag, but I mean, damn, I'd love new content.
Yeah, but they need to get their bag though. That's more important. As a person who works in customer service and a person who works in who's already underpaid, severely underpaid, I absolutely agree with the writers and the actors for going on strike.
It's just also crazy because we work somewhere where our work is tangible. True. Like I give a service that you can see. I go and I have mm-hmm. to physically work with some immediately.
Yeah.
So the idea that my ideas and my words, because that's a little harder, like, yeah. you know, that I'm not getting paid for that shit. Oh, it'd drive me insane.
And the thing is, like, you get one paycheck, but then you don't get any residuals.
Yeah.
And so you get to see yourself on screen on Netflix and on Hulu and on all these streaming platforms. And then they're making billions of dollars and millions mm-hmm. of dollars off you, allegedly. And you can't even get a piece of that. And you're like, well, wait a minute. I was only paid one time for this bullshit. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, like that's fucked up. So I stand with them.
I love The Witcher.
I'm just not standing there physically because I still have a 9-to-5 that I'm clocking in and I'm actively getting paid. So I'm grateful for that.
Yes.
This is why you need to have multiple streams of income. And also too, this is why when you're an entrepreneur or a contractor like actors are, having something else to do, having another avenue of revenue is very important, and not yeah. putting all your eggs in one basket. Because I feel sorry for those
people. Did you see?
Did do that.
Who's the guy who did Issa Dirty and went back to Houston because he had bipolar disorder and Nathan.
Nathan, yeah.
Nathan.
On Insecure, the
on
show.
On Insecure.
Not in real life.
Someone was interviewing him and he was like, listen, I'm one of the more well-known black actors. Mm-hmm. Or not well-known, but like people know I have work and I'm struggling to pay my bills. So like, yeah. I'm out here with all these people because we're not getting paid.
Well, I mean, Amanda Seales made a very good point. She was telling everybody that there are very few Hollywood actors that are actually wealthy. You can, if you got the team, the hair, the makeup, you can make anybody look wealthy. That doesn't mm-hmm. mean you got millions of dollars in your bank account. What did Tiffany Haddish say when she first came out? People were like, oh my God, Tiffany Haddish has all this money. She's like, bitch, I'm wearing the same Vera Wang dress everywhere I go. This shit costs a bunch of $20,000.
Yeah.
You're going to see this dress multiple times. Why do we think you have millions of dollars?
Also, Tiffany Haddish is in the new Haunted Mansion remake, and it looks really good.
Yeah.
Do you like Haunted Mansion?
I don't even know what that is, no.
Disney Haunted Mansion. My mm-hmm. favorite ride at Disney World.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, she's in a new Disney movie, Queens. Haunted Mansion, and good it looks really good. And Lakeith is in it, too.
I'm glad she's building back her career.
Yeah, after she took the Beyonce shit?
No, after the Aries Spears stuff.
Mm.
With that alleged, I guess they had to settle it out of court where... something with the kids and some alleged sexual assault or something like that with the kids. Oh,
that's
like that.
Right, with the grooming of the kids.
Yes, yes. Forgot about she that. Supplied the kids, allegedly supplied the kids, whatever. And so the family was suing both her and Aries Spears.
Mm.
Allegedly. And they allegedly settled out of court. So, yeah.
Yikes.
It's interesting. Anything else we need to talk about before we go into the rehab corner?
Whoa. That's how you know it's almost time to wrap it up. No, what's up?
All right. So in the rehab corner today, we are talking about a very specific topic. Okay. Workplace boundaries. This week, I have found myself having to put boundaries in place because coworkers just don't respect your boundaries. Right. No. So I
coming from a coworker who doesn't respect people's boundaries.
Exactly. Well, I do. I try my best to. I do. When do I not respect your boundaries? You never set boundaries.
This is your fault not setting the boundary.
If you leave the door open, you can't be mad at me because I come on in. You should have left
wrong.
It open.
You're wrong.
See? So, okay, this week, I don't know if y'all have ever experienced this, but during lunch break, let's say if you sit in the office with your coworkers, right? And right now in Texas, it is literally like 101 hotter to 107 degrees every single day in the
you
middle of the day.
You open the door and it feels like you've opened an oven door.
Exactly. And it just sits right on you. So the option of going outside is not for me. Even if I was, first of all, I got eczema. Okay. So I can't go outside anyway. Now, number two, when you work in a hospital, it's like you have a lot of places to hide, but not to eat.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can't eat everywhere. But number two, I feel like coworkers for some odd reason feel like when you are on your lunch break that you somehow are that they are entitled to have conversations with you during your lunch break.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hear you. Like as a physical therapist, all we do is talk and we say a script all day long. We have to play a character and yes, I want to come in the office and I want to shut the fuck up.
Amen.
And then all of a sudden people start talking. Hey, Monica, Mr. Johnson, and bitch, I'm on lunch break. So I'm going to put the little picture right here. I've literally had to put a picture up or put a little
it's a fucking
papers up.
You know what? Oh, you're talking about the papers.
I had, because I'm still getting this order. I'm about to tell them this now. But I've literally had to say on lunch, do not disturb, headphones in. Okay, my headphones are in. I'm not answering you. What does one of my coworkers do when I have the sign? I have both signs on both computers. If they do the fucking
two finger pokey thing, I'll vomit. I hate that. I hate that so much. It's my biggest pet peeve. Don't touch my shoulder. Don't poke me.
And you know what I did? I sat right here with my phone on social media, ignoring the shit out of them. If I put up a sign and I'm building a boundary, leave me the fuck alone and let me have my lunch break.
I love that you put up a sign.
Number two. I'm going to show y'all what else I have too. I just ordered it from Amazon. I'm waiting for it to get in. Y'all know those little pop-up tents. I'm going to put a little picture right here.
It looks like if you've ever had a spray tan, like if you've seen people get in-home spray tans, that's the shit. Like a fucking a portable wardrobe is what it is. Absolutely.
That's literally what it is, a pop-up tent. And I'm going to put my chair in that so you cannot bother me. I only get 30 minutes of lunch break, and I want it to be silent.
This is fucking hilarious to me.
I just don't understand how you think you can just hijack my lunch break. You're not gonna do it.
It's only 30 minutes. It's the only 30 minutes I get.
That's the only 30 minutes. And quiet as it's kept, I don't like none of y'all. I'm not saying you're not nice people. I'm just saying in a
when you want your time. I was okay. Where you have to be on. This is a job where you have to be on all the time, especially because it's basically sales, and you got to get people to do what you want.
Yes,
I was. Don't even remember where I was the other day, but I was interacting with someone. Like I was at either a restaurant or a business or something. Mm-hmm. And I had to interact with someone kind of in a sales position, and they were on. And I was like, turn it the fuck off.
Yeah, for real.
I was like, is this what we sound like? This is miserable.
Probably.
Horrible. Turn it off. Turn it down. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. All that to say, when I'm on lunch, don't fuck talk to me.
Seriously.
Also, if I just look like I don't want to talk, if my body language is closed off to you, leave me the fuck alone.
Just leave me alone. Just genuinely leave me alone.
If I look like this, leave me alone.
The problem is people don't know how to, they know how to read body language. They just don't care.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, no, you're going to respect my boundary. I don't want to talk to you. Like I had one coworker who talked about, she was telling me about a patient and was just like, oh, well, you know, I was telling her, I was like, oh, well, the nurse says that the patient is going, you know, back to the OR for whatever reason. And so we're going to go ahead and hold because we're going to need new orders because they're going through general anesthesia, blah, 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 blah. And they're coming from dialysis to then go to a surgery. And she's like, oh, well, I'm going to call the case manager. I'm like, I don't understand.
For what?
I don't understand why you feel like the case manager is going to have more information than the actual nurse who's at the bedside with the patient. But you do that. You go on with God.
So why are you making your job harder? Why are you trying to make my job harder?
And I just looked at her and I was like, you do what you do. So she comes back like 10 minutes later trying to tell me, oh, Monica, the patient, so-and-so. No. I declined the invitation to further engage this conversation. And in the future, my answer will not change. I have already discharged the patient. Let it go. Then the next day, hey, it's that patient. No, again, I declined the invitation to further engage in this conversation regarding the subject matter of this patient. I've already discharged them. I'm not going to say it again. I'm just going to ignore you. And then you get mad. Oh, she ignored me. You're not respecting my boundary. I already told you what my response was. It's not changing.
Also, not that you're not great. I think you're great.
Oh, you don't have to validate me.
But why do people want to talk to you so bad at work?
I don't know. I guess people think I'm nice. And I am. I mean, I am nice, but God damn.
No, you are, but you're nice to me and I know you. But even sometimes you're like, but shut the fuck up. And I'm like, I get it. But I'm just like, if you're doing all the things that you're saying you're doing, it would be very obvious to me that you don't really want to fuck around at work.
Like, I think people think I have a sign on my forehead that says, tell me all your deep, dark secrets. I don't want to hear it.
Well, that's like, we used to work with a PTA who was nice, but he wasn't someone who I'd be like, oh, he's just a friendly, chatty guy. We should go chat to him. Because
do I know him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because it just wasn't his personalities. Very and true. People would get upset because he didn't want to fucking talk to them or hang out with them or whatever. And I'm just like, that's not his personality. Leave him fuck alone. Leave him alone.
And I don't want, like,
he's not bothering anybody.
I came into work one day, and I think it was Thursday I came into work, and it was 7:00 in the morning. And when I came in, the office was just loud at 7:00 in the morning.
It's too early to be loud.
And I'm just like, what the fuck are we discussing? Didn't everybody just wake up? Shut up and prepare to see these patients. Then they
silently.
Then they had a potluck. And again, in lunch. Oh, do you want to try my casserole? Do you want to try my...
No.
I am eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Okay. Yum. I have already told y'all when I first started this job, I do not engage in company pot yucks.
No. Okay. You literally sound like a wet blanket at this job. That's why I'm so confused why people still want to talk to you.
I don't understand it
either. Maybe they think they can turn you around.
you're not going to ever be successful. I can get, because I get pleasure in shutting you down. It genuinely gives me like,
you just sound like on. Fucking worst coworker ever. So I'm genuinely confused why these people want to fucking talk to you.
I don't either. Like, I'm just like, my facial expressions, like they're talking, I'm just like, and then I'll say stuff like, did I give you the impression that I really wanted to hear that? And like,
oh, no, no, no. Oh my god! Like,
I make it my mission to be an asshole, and it's just not, it's not
they
working.
They just want it,
it's
more.
It's not working, but it's not working.
I think I would say usually, like, maybe if you try being nice, they'll be, I think they'll like it even more.
I'm a very nice person.
Not nice, but just overly enthusiastic about what they want to
talk
about.
Like being an asshole about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I can't do that because it takes too much energy, because I already have to do that for the patients. So it's like double the energy and I can't do it.
We don't have it.
And so that's why sometimes when they're talking, they're just like, funny story. So, you know, like last night, so and so. And when I'm hearing that, I'm just like, And then I start, when I do this, I'm no longer paying attention. I don't even do that anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm just like.
Also, it doubly pisses me off when it's not a funny story and you're a bad storyteller.
Exactly.
Which you would be surprised how many people can't tell a fucking story.
You'd be surprised, buddy. It's pretty bad.
Man.
It's pretty bad.
Good luck.
Well, so I just need everybody to respect workplace boundaries. If somebody has set a boundary with you, they ask you to knock before you enter into a room, when they tell you they have a lunch break. Listen, this is Department of Labor, okay? These are labor laws. I have the right to have an uninterrupted 30-minute lunch. Do not come to me asking me anything during my lunch. I am not going to respond. And it is not disrespectful. I'm not violating code of conduct. I'm not violating any kind of professionalism. Leave me the fuck alone when I ask you to leave me alone.
Please let me know when you fucking put up this tent. I need to know how people
respond. I'm going
to
take a picture and show y'all.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Absolutely. I'm not playing with these people. I want y'all to leave me alone. I genuinely want to be left alone. I really do.
Similarly, but not the same, I would like to ask everyone to act fucking right when you're in the hospital, please, as a patient.
Good luck with that.
I know it's a stressful time for a lot of people. There's a lot going on. Mm. But when I have to walk into a room to treat a patient right after he tells his wife that he's had a girlfriend for the last year.
Jesus.
As
Lord.
She's, you know, like hand feeding him and healing him from his brain bleed. It makes it a fucking weird, awkward, sticky situation. So if we can just hold all the confessions,
and
all
the drama,
all the drama until we're home, I would appreciate it. Because now I have a fucking patient whose blood pressure is 170 systolic because his wife is pissed off because now she knows about his secret girlfriend.
I just need
which
y'all
is
to,
bad when you have a brain bleed.
The hospital is a place where it should be drama and stress free,
healing,
yes,
resting. Those are the things we need to foster in the hospital.
I remember
drama.
I remember I had a patient who, this was like in the very beginning of my career. This guy came into the hospital because he was having like flu-like symptoms, and he was having a whole bunch of other shit that was going on. Come to find out, he was HIV positive, and his wife did not know. His wife did not know. Jeez. And so, of course, us as healthcare workers, we're holding on to this information. And the doctors are coming in. And I remember this one particular day, the doctor who was having this conversation was like, am I free to talk, you know, to your wife? And of course, they always do this when PT is like getting ready to leave.
Always.
And I'm like, stop telling them crazy information when we're in the room. Like, we don't want to be involved. And so he starts talking to the patient. He starts saying, well, you know, because of your HIV diagnosis, and the look on this woman's face.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
I was just waiting on the blood pressure. I was like, fuck that blood pressure. I'm getting out.
And time out of the room.
And I'm like, because I don't want to be involved. I don't want to have to write an incident report. Same. When security comes. I just like leave the drama. And I get it. In the hospital, it's like you get this realization. Oh, my God, if something happens to you.
Cooker.
And I just want you to know what's going on. Okay, don't do it when the staff is there. Just don't do it.
And for some reason, everyone likes to take the truth serum.
They do.
As soon as they think they're going to die. No.
Yes.
No, I don't want to fucking hear. Stop.
Write a letter and tell that person where to find the letter of your confession. Because we don't want to be involved
in
that.
And it's always when therapy's in the room. Why does the truth come out? Well, I just need to get you up out of the bed. I need to see you stand, take a couple steps.
That's
I'm going to get you back.
That's it. Even when I worked in postpartum and there were women that came in and they were delivering around the same time with the same baby daddy and didn't know it. And I'm just like,
Y'all are crazy.
I'm just a tech. I don't want to be involved in a Maury Povich, Jerry Springer type situation. Like, the hospital is not the place for you all to air your dirty laundry. We as healthcare workers, we are not security. Like, we don't want to be involved.
No.
We're not saying that you can't talk and have conversations. That's not what we're saying. We're just saying, just be mindful. We don't want to be involved.
Don't involve.
Because it's so awkward. And then you start asking us questions. Well, what room are they in? I can't give you that information. And let me just say this real quick. For the people who worked at UAB and any other hospital, if y'all are, I want y'all to be, please hear me. Please hear me. If you work at a hospital and a person of interest, famous person, whatever the case may be, comes into your hospital do not have direct patient care with them, do not access those people's records.
You're going to get fired.
You're going to get fired. Immediately. And you also may be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, because breaking HIPAA is a felony. So if you don't have no business in people's charts, stop going in people's charts. So for everybody who, if Jamie Foxx was at your hospital, do not go into your charts.
You remember all those people who got fired in Chicago when Juicy was in the hospital? After Juicy Smollett?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Who were going into his chart?
A lot of people went into his chart. I want to say they fired like 20-something people.
I'm just like, y'all, do y'all realize every time you access a person's medical record, how long you spent in there, everything that you've looked at, it's all a digital footprint. They know exactly. Because, too, when I used to do research for the previous hospital, one of the hospitals that you work at, I had to do data research and data collection for our population of ECMO patients. And when I did that, of course, at one point they were just like, wait a minute, why does she keep accessing all of these doggone charts? And of course, the director was like, no, she's doing actual research. Like, she's not like taking this information home. Like, she's only doing this on the clock. Because, and I'm like, here is my Excel spreadsheet of all of this information. And the reason why I'm doing it is because this is a new program that we've implemented and we need to know what we're doing actually works. And so they're like, oh, okay. Well, as long, because I was accessing people's records from like 2 years prior to, and I'm like, well, I need to get access to this. And they're like, well, we moved this over to another server. And why do you need this information? Which is understandable. You're supposed to put things like that in place. But for people who are, I think there was like double digit numbers of people who got fired for looking into Carly Russell's charts as well too. And I'm like, y'all stop looking into these people's charts. So don't even go into it. You can't even go into your own chart. You will get fired for going into your own chart. Just don't do it. Don't do it.
Do your job and go home.
Do your job and go home. Like, don't go into your coworker's chart. Well, if I go into yours, if you don't have any business being in that chart because you are not medically attached to this patient that is not your patient, don't go into the people's chart. You're going to get fired and you may get a fine. Okay. Up to $5,000. And you could get prison time depending on who it is and if they press charges on you. That's all I'm saying. It's an invasion of privacy. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. Anyway, anything else we can talk about before we get out of here?
No, that's all. Thank you for joining us.
Thank y'all so much for joining us for another wonderful episode of the Face Off with Filming and...
Fimming and Flowler.
That's right. And we hope y'all have an amazing week on purpose. It's going to be a great week. I'm just so thankful and I'm ready for God's surprises this week for me.
Ooh. Really, hey, did that lady actually win the lottery?
I don't think she did. They said somebody in San Marcos actually won.
Shut the front door.
Yeah. We were doing a pool at my job and I was like, Jesus, please.
See, here's the thing. Right. We have to be on the low about things we do at work because if you win the lottery... And not everyone at your job was given the opportunity to participate. They can take you to court for a piece of that pie.
Really? Legally.
It's happened before. We're like a small group of employees in a little, like say in our rehab office. Mm-hmm. If 10 of us get together, but we did not offer it to everybody, there's been lawsuits before and people have won.
We don't like you. We don't want to discriminate.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. So
we don't have to invite you to anything.
We have to keep it on the low. So be careful who you gamble with at work.
That's very true. And make sure they write your name down and that you hand the money to the person who actually is going to buy these tickets.
Yeah. San Marcos, man.
That's just right up the corner.
I know.
Right up the street. I was going to go there last week, too, I was going to go to the Nike outlet, and I decided not to go.
Huh. Could have been you.
Because I found brand new shoes in my house. I was like, oh, I never wore these. I
love when that happens. And it has never happened to me, but I would love if it did.
I get everything on clearance because I was actually actively cleaning out my closets. Do your spring cleaning if you haven't done it, or summer cleaning.
In the summer.
That's right. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for joining us for another wonderful episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. Y'all have an amazing week. Ma'am. Remember to spread love.
Spread light. And don't forget to laugh your face off. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, including Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at The Face Off Pod. Be sure to tune in to The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler every Tuesday when new episodes are released. It's The Face Off.
your face off.